Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Mesechtes Erechen, Perik Beis, Mishnah Beis. Sagt der Mishnah, Ein Peichesin mei Arba Chedashim Hamu'ubarim Beshana. You will never have less. Bezin will not make less than 4 Chedashim Mi'ubarim. That means a Chedash that has 30 days as opposed to 29 days. Beshana throughout the year. V'lei Nira Yasser Al Shemayna. And the Chachamim didn't see a need, according to their Cheshbainas, ever to add on more than 8 full 30-day months. As you know, we count to the moon. So how long is it between one new moon and the next new moon? And the answer is 29 days, 12 hours, 44 minutes, and 3 1/3 seconds. The moon was never late and never early. So again, how much is it from one new moon to the next? Okay, 29 days, 12 hours, 44 minutes, and 3 1/3 seconds. But wait a second. But we don't have a Rosh Chodesh in the middle of the day. So if we're going to have an exact Rosh Chodesh, it's going to be Yudavani Mincha now. Let me look at my stopwatch. 3 1/3 seconds. Yalla yavai. Obviously, we're not going to do it that way. Rosh Chodesh starts at the beginning of the day. So I have a problem. If a month has to be a complete set of days, so how do I get it exact? If I'm going to say 29 days, 12 times 29, but that's not going to be a complete year. What's with those extra hours? Because it's 29 days, 12 hours, 44 minutes, and 3 1/3 seconds. If I say 30 days, I'll be ahead of myself. And the answer is that's why. So how do we straighten it out? And the answer is some months have 30 days, some months have 29 days. When a Chodesh that has 30 days is called a Chodesh Me'uber. Chodesh has only 29 days is called a Chodesh Chaser. Now, if from one moon to the next would be 29 and a half days exactly, 29 days and 6 hours, that would be simple. I would always have 6 months Male, 6 months Chaser. That would be perfect. It really should be 29 and a half days each month. Instead, I'll have 6 months of 30 days, 6 months of 29 days, and that equals to 29 and a half each month. But it's not 29 and a half exactly. It's 29 days, 6 hours, plus 44 minutes and 3 1/3 seconds. I can't ignore those 44 minutes and 3 1/3 seconds. It's going to keep adding up. If I don't adjust this properly, I'm going to have either extra days or missing days. So it can't just be 6 months chaser, 6 months mole. If you're going to do the math, we're going to have to make further adjustments. We're going to have to fit in these 44 minutes and 3 1/3 seconds. Now, the Mishnah is talking about where the Sanhedrin decided year by year what to do. Later on, Hillel HaNasiyah made a luach, but either way. So our Mishnah is saying that though it had to be adjusted, it was never less than 4 months that are full, and it wasn't necessary to have more than 8 months that are full. I have another inyan, although it's not necessarily negeya so much to our Mishnah, another adjustment that has to be made. And that is, we don't count to the sun, right? But we do. We do or we don't. Well, our months go according to the moon. But the Torah still says that Chodesh Ha'aviv is Nisan. Nisan has to be in the spring. Now, how long does it take for the sun to go around the world? So you're going to tell me 365 days. But again, it's not exactly 365 days. 365 days plus 6 hours. Either way, so that's a problem. The secular New Year also starts at the beginning of the day. What do they do with those 6 hours? So part of it is solved through February. It's missing a day, a leap year, not a leap year, but it doesn't solve the problem 100%. You should know that there is a problem. It's off by a little. And that's why at one point they added 11 days to the calendar. Okay, so we'll let the world worry about that. It's not a gay Torah Mishnah. Now, Chazal didn't leave things unsolved. It had to be solved completely. So how do I work this out? If the solar year is 11 days longer than the lunar year, and I don't want Pesach to fall in the middle of the winter, I can't have Pesach in the middle of the winter. Torah says Pesach has to be Chodesh Aviv. How do I adjust for these 11 days that we're missing every single year? This has to be corrected. If I'm just going to have 12 months counting to the moon, sometimes 29, sometimes 30, but the average is each of our 12 months has 29 and a half days. So that's going to add up to 29 and a half times 12, 354. So the solar year has 365 days. The lunar year has 354 days. We're 11 days behind. If every year we're going to be 11 days behind, so how do we keep Pesach b'chodesh ha'aviv? Eventually Pesach is going to wind up in the middle of the winter. It'll wind up in the middle of the summer. It'll wind up Rosh Hashanah time. Of course, Rosh Hashanah won't be Rosh Hashanah. It would be fall. But we can't let our cheshbon of the lunar year go too far away from the sun, because we can't lose Nisan being in chodesh ha'aviv. So how do we correct that? And the answer is we have an Ibri Yar. We have an extra Adar. We add a 13th month. How often do we add a 13th month? 7 times every 19 years. So Pesach sometimes can fall as early as March 28th. And without a Ibri Yar, the next Pesach would be March 17th. But because of an Ibri Yar, so during the next year, Pesach would be, let's say, April 16th. So we have very complicated cheshbonos. How to make sure that everything stays on track. Yes, in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, Edom would come, and they would say whether they saw the new moon or not. But now we have a Luach, which Chazal were koveya for us. And in their cheshbonos, to keep all of these days intact, it would come out like this. Ein Paichasin, we don't make less. No less than 4 full months. I mean months with 30 days as opposed to 29. And won't appear necessary to make more than 8 30-day months throughout the year. It's somewhere between 4 and 8. At least 4 full months and never more than 8. Why this is so, maybe we'll talk about it at the end of the Mishnah. Weiter says the Mishnah. Again, we're continuing with our never less and never more, what the range is, these types of mitzvahs. And the next thing we're going to talk about is the Shtei Alechem. Shtei Alechem are the two loaves of bread. They're brought as, it's officially a carbon mincha in the Beis HaMikdash and Shavuos. They're brought together with two lambs, which is a carbon shlamim, a shalmei tzibur, the only shlamim that's a carbon tzibur. What do we do with these two loaves? So like we learned in Masechtas Menachos, they don't go up on the Mizbeach, but there's Tnufa, we wave them with the two lambs. The lambs are shechted, they're a carbon, and the two loaves are eaten by the Kehanim, along with the Basar of the Shlamim. So the Shtei Lechem is brought on Shavuos. Are they baked on Shavuos? And the answer is no. They can't be baked on that day. They have to be baked beforehand. So in other words, they're never eaten on the day that they're baked. Correct. How many days later? Let's see our Mishnah. So the Mishnah, Shtei Alechem, Nachalis, the Shtei Alechem, the two loaves of bread that are brought on Shavuos, are never eaten by the Kehanim. Ain Pachas Mishnayim, never less than 2 days after it was baked. V'liyasra Shloisha, and never more than 3 days after they were baked. When we say 2 days or 3 days, we're including the day of the baking. And we're including the day of the eating. Here's the cheshbon. This is how the Batanur explains it. If Shavuos falls on either Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, in other words, any day of the week except Sunday, when do we bake the Shtei Alechem? And the answer is Erev Shavuos. So they're baked on Erev Shavuos and they're eaten on Shavuos. So it's the day after they were baked, the second day. Where it gets complicated is when Shavuos falls on Sunday. So when do I bake the Shtei Alechem? Can't bake it on Shabbos. And if I can't bake it on Shavuos, I have to go back to Friday. So they're eaten on the third day after being baked. What's the third day after being baked? Sunday. Again, I'm counting the day that they're baked. And I'm counting the day that they're eating. So it's Friday, Shabbos, Sunday. They're baked on Friday, eaten on Sunday. That's what the Mishnah means. They're never eaten later than the third day. Now let me ask you something. Why can't I bake it on Yom Tov? Aren't you allowed to cook or bake on Yom Tov? And the answer is yes, if it's Tzarech Echol Nefesh, but not for the sake of a carbon. Weiter sagt the Mishnah, another, never earlier or never later. Lechem Aponim, Nechel Ein Pachas Metisha, the Lechem Aponim breads that are placed on the Shulchan every Shabbos and eaten by the Kehanim the next Shabbos are never eaten less than 9 days after they were baked. V'lo Yaser Al Achad Asar, and never 11 days after they were baked. Okay, so lechem upon them, like we have learned, were 12 specially shaped breads. They were organized each week on the Shulchan. That's in the Hechel. Right? The Shulchan's on the north side, the Mizbeach's on the south side. Now, these breads are changed. They're replaced every Shabbos. After they're removed from the Shulchan, so there are two spoons of Levaina that come along with them. The Levaina is burnt on the Mizbeach, and the breads that were taken off are eaten by the Kohanim. Like the Shtei Lechem, the Lechem upon them cannot be baked on Shabbos. So how many days before are they baked? Now, they're baked on Friday. They're put on the table Shabbos. So when are they put on the table? The second day after being baked. But they stay on the table the entire week. Right? They're only taken off and eaten by the Kohanim the next Shabbos, which is the ninth day from when they were baked. So therefore explains about Tanura, never less than 9 days. When is it more? Well, what happens if Yom Tov falls on Friday? So they have to be baked on Thursday, the day before Yom Tov, because you can't bake them on Yom Tov. And when are they eaten? The next Shabbos. That's the 10th day after they're baked. And what happens if the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah fall on Thursday and Friday? So the breads have to be baked on Wednesday. Then they're put onto the Shulchan that Shabbos, and they're not eaten until the next Shabbos, which is the 11th day from the time that they are baked. One more case of never less and never more is a commissioner Katan Nimoil, a baby, a healthy baby. The baby is not ready yet. The bris could be months later. We're talking about a healthy baby. We'll have his bris milah ein pachas mishmoina, never less than 8 days, v'la yasel shnei masa, never later than 12. Wait a second. If it's a healthy baby, why should it ever be later than 8? Even if the bris falls on Shabbos, we do bris milah even on Shabbos if Shabbos is the 8th day. A baby that's born on Shabbos has its bris milah 8 days later on Shabbos. And the answer is yes, if I knew for sure the baby was born on Shabbos. But what happens if the baby was born Leil Shabbos Kodesh Bein Hashmasha, Suffolk Friday, Suffolk Shabbos? I can't do the bris next Friday because maybe it's the 7th day. If the baby was born on Shabbos, it's not 8 days yet. And I can't do the bris on Shabbos because I'm not 100% sure the baby was born last Shabbos. Maybe he was born on Friday. So I have to wait until Sunday. What if Sunday is Yom Tov? Huh? I have to wait till Monday. And what if Sunday, Monday is Rosh Hashanah? I have to wait till Tuesday. And that's the 12 days. So katan nimal ein pachas mishmaina, never less than 8 days. V'lo yasrol shnei masar, never more than 12 days after he is born. So once again, never less than 4 chadashim that have 30 days in it as opposed to 29. And it doesn't appear that it was necessary to have more than 8 30-day months. Shtei lechem was eaten never less than 2 days, never more than 3. Again, 2 days and 3 includes the day of baking and the day of eating. So Shavuos falls on any day of the week except Sunday. Shtei lechem is baked Erev Shavuos. It's eaten the next day, which is the 2nd day. But if Shavuos is on Sunday, so Erev Shavuos is Shabbos. You can't bake it on Shabbos. It has to be baked on Friday. So then it's eaten on the 3rd day. The lechem upon it that remains on the Shulchan throughout the week. And it's also baked before Shabbos. So normally, it's baked before Shabbos. It's there for the next 8 days, so it's eaten on the 9th day. But if Erev Shabbos is Yom Tov, it could be 10 days. And if Rosh Hashanah is Thursday, Friday, it could be 11 days. And the last case was, a baby never has bris milah before 8 days, and never later than 12. Of course, if the baby wasn't ready, if there was a problem, it was sick, it had a cold, an infection, it could be later. We're talking about a healthy baby, never later than 12 days. Under normal circumstances, 8 days. But let's say the baby was born Bein HaShmashos, between sunset and nightfall. So we're not sure whether the baby was born the day before or the day afterwards. We don't know if he was born by day or night. He was born during a time that it's a suffix. So we have to wait until the 8th day from the day that begins at night, which could be the 9th day. But if he was born Bein HaShmashos Leil Shabbos Friday evening, we can't do it the next day because it's Shabbos. And because I don't know for sure that this is the 8th day, if I knew for sure it was the 8th day, we'd have the bris even on Shabbos. But because I'm not sure, really could be the 9th day, I can't do it on Shabbos. You have to wait till Sunday. So Sunday could be the 10th day. But what happens if Sunday is Yom Tov? So again, if it's not Vade the 8th day, I can't do the bris on Yom Tov. So I have to wait till afterwards. And if this baby was born Bein HaShmashos Friday night, And that year was the Hashgacha, the Rosh Hashanah was Sunday and Monday. So I can't do the bris till Tuesday, which is the 12th day. All right, let's go back a little bit now. If you want, you can just go on to the next Mishnah. But let's go back and discuss a little bit of the Cheshbainais of the months. So what did we say? We said that how long does it really take from 1 month to the next month? 29 days, 12 hours, and 3 1/3 seconds. A year is made up of 6 29-day months and 6 30-day months, which comes out to 354 days. And we explained it's approximately 11 days shorter than the sun year. That's why we add an extra month, more or less, once every 3 years. Our Mishnah did not discuss the extra months. Our Mishnah is discussing when a Chodesh is 29 days, when a Chodesh is 30 days. Now, if the Levanim month was exactly 29 and a half days long, well, that would be a simple Cheshma, 6 and 6. Right? The months would always be short month, full month, short month, full month. And we'll even out. But how long does it really take from one new moon to the next new moon? So we said 29 and a half days and 44 minutes and 3 1/3 seconds. So what happens to those 44 minutes and 3 1/3 seconds? If you're going to add up these extra months, you're going to multiply 44 minutes and 3 1/3 seconds by 12. It's going to add up to about 9 hours. It comes out to more than a day every 3 years. So if we're going to go exactly 6 30-day months and 6 29-day months, the calendar is going to start going haywire after a while. The calendar cheshbonos have to be perfect. Therefore, Chazal had to make a cheshbon that it's not just 6 30-day months and 6 29-day months. Sometimes you have to have an extra short month, sometimes 2 extra short months. We have to allow some days to absorb these 44 minutes and 3 1/3 seconds that we have extra every month. Because as explained, it's not just 29 and a half. Now, the Gemara says like this. Let's say we would have just 9 short months a year. Rosh Hashanah is on the first day of Tishrei. You know when it's going to wind up being? 3 days before Rosh Chodesh. We can't have Rosh Hashanah 3 days before the new moon. People will laugh at the Sanhedrin. This is Rosh Hashanah? It's not even the new moon yet. So really, our Mishnah is talking about a time where the Sanhedrin decided each year what to do. Later on, the Chazal saw what's going to happen in Galus. So Hill Hanesia, that was his name. He's not the Hill of Shammai and Hillel. He's a later Hillel. He's actually 14 generations after Hillel. He made a calendar. He made a luach. And according to our calendar, the Cheshbon works as follows. Teves is always Chaser. Teves always has 29 days. Shvat is always 30 days. Adar is always Chaser. Nisan is always 30. Iyar is always 29. Sivan, always Mali. Tammuz, always Chaser. Av, always Mali. Elul, always Chaser. And Tishri, always Mali. What's not always the same is Cheshvan and Kislev. Sometimes they're both Mali, and sometimes they're both Chaser. And sometimes Cheshvan is Chaser, that means 29 days, and Kislev is Mali. And during a leap year, during a Shana Mi'oberes, Adar Rishon is Mali and Adar Sheni is Chaser. And now you can go give a Kiddush, but you're not being tested on this.